Richard Wybarg, Timothy Norwood, and Clinton Ross were originally charged in adult criminal court with second-degree murder in a single case. According to Judge Kuhn's order, the prosecution intends to introduce as evidence at trial some out-of-court statements made by the youth. Kuhn's order maintains that prejudice is likely to result from admission of even redacted statements in a joint trial. He says the defendants' out-of-court interviews contain damaging statements against each other, and if one defendant chooses to testify, the others may be compelled to testify. Several of those statements are at the heart of defense motions to keep them from being introduced as evidence at trial. Kuhn took oral arguments on the motions on July 26th, but he has not yet ruled. Melvern, Arkansas journalist Steve Good was in the courtroom that day. He says Norwood's attorney, Gregory Crane, revealed that his client could neither read nor write.
That he was basically functionally illiterate, had been taking special resource classes through the time that he had been in school.
Norwood turned 18 years old last week. When he was taken into custody a year ago, he was interviewed by Hot Spring County Sheriff's Deputy James Talent. Court documents indicate, and Talent testified in court, that Norwood waived his right to remain silent, and both he and his mother signed a form allowing the interrogation.
The testimony from Sergeant James Talent was that he wrote the statement for Norwood because Norwood could not write, and that he read the statement to Norwood in the presence of his mother, who signed the waiver form to allow him to talk to them to start with.
Good says Crane tried to convince the court that Norwood did not understand what the police officer had written, though he had signed the document. Attorney Phyllis Lemons argued that Richard Wybarg's original statement to investigators also should not be allowed in court because a legal guardian was not present at the time it was made. During his interview a year ago, Wybarg waived his rights and agreed to answer questions. A court document indicates the interview was recorded and witnessed by his mother. It was, in fact, his stepmother. And in court, Attorney Lemons argued that she did not have the legal right to sign the document.
They're making a motion to suppress based on the fact that that was his stepmother, who had never legally adopted him. His father was not present, and neither was his birth mother, who lives in Heber Springs, which is approximately, 110 miles or so.
Another statement, which Good says has drawn a lot of public outrage in Melvern, indicates that Wybarg and Norwood laughed when they heard Kevin Thornton had died. Both attorneys Lemons and Crane argued the statement should not be allowed as evidence at trial. Good says Deputy Jailer Amy Martin testified in court that on July 27th last year, she notified the boys at 1 p.m. that their charges would be upgraded from aggravated assault to second-degree murder based on Thornton's death.
The issue with this is that he was not officially pronounced dead until 3:32 p.m. Also, she testified on cross-examination from Crane that they were cutting up and laughing prior to that. They also continued cutting up and laughing, and she stated under oath in a response to Crane's question that she did not hear what they were laughing about and had no knowledge of what it was they were laughing about.
Judge Kuhn is expected to rule soon on the motions to suppress the various statements. A tentative trial date has been set for the last 3 days of the month. Wybarg and Norwood have been released to their parents. The court has allowed Clinton Ross to be released upon receipt of $40,000 in bond or $15,000 with electronic monitoring. Late last month, Judge Kuhn denied a motion to transfer the case to juvenile court, so the boys will definitely be tried as adults. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.